Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Monday morning, man. It looks great out there. 54 degrees right now, and it'll warm up to the upper 70s later on today. And in studio in from Coffeyville Community College, we have Ashley Tadman and Dr. Marlon Thornburg. Guys, welcome to studio this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right. Well, guys, of course, you know, Coffeyville is kind of like, Coffeyville Community College has been like every school, you know, had to kind of do social, obviously social distancing, but distance learning to kind of finish out the school year. But what is going on at Coffeyville Community College right now? And what are our plans for the next semester, the fall semester that will be coming up pretty quickly?
Well, enrollment is still going on for fall and summer. We're still taking we're still taking spots for those students to come in. And if they don't have an advisor, they can contact our Student Success Center and they can get them hooked up with a new advisor on what classes to take and the process of enrollment. We're also doing that for the main campus and the tech campus as well. So if you're still wanting to go to school, contact us because we're still open for business for teaching and learning for this fall and summer session. Our administrative team is also continuing to monitor the COVID-19 situation, and it's communicating on a regular basis with local, state, and federal officials on what we're doing at the college.
Okay, and so as of right now, I don't know if you guys have made a plan for the fall session. I know some schools are like Wichita State, they're saying they're going to open fall session. Kansas State, they're kind of monitoring the situation. What is the situation at Coffeyville Community College right now in that sense?
Well, our plan right at the moment is, as we've seen with the coronavirus, it has evolved every day. It seems like something's different. But as of right now, we plan to go back to a face-to-face environment in the fall semester. We did make the decision a couple weeks back to go to a online hybrid situation in the summer sessions in June, where we normally bring students to campus. Obviously, we're going through and developing plans and protocols of how we'll have how we will handle students coming to our campus. How will we assess that and make sure that we're being as safe as we possibly can? Of course, like everybody else, we're buying hand sanitizer and disinfectant wipes and things of that nature to wipe down. Right now, we're just really focused on getting our employees back to work, and most of them have been working from home, those that can. Of course, a few got stir crazy and wanted to come back to work, right? So, but that happens. And but we do plan to open up in the fall semester and resume regular activities as much as we can. But of course, that I'm saying that's tentative until we see exactly what happens, not only locally but statewide. So,
I'm assuming most of the dorms right now are empty. I'm assuming all of them are empty right now. Correct.
We do have a few international students that are still here. That in a few cases where kids could not get flights to leave to go back to their home countries, some of those students will stay through the summer months. But for the most part, the dorms are empty and. Like I said, just a few.
And being sanitized, I assume,
and
make sure wiped down, as pretty much I'm sure all of the college parts of the college are, just to be safe. And you said employees, you know, some of them been a little stir crazy wanting to come back. Have employees been allowed to come back yet?
Yes, we actually opened up where employees could come back into their office areas, but they had to maintain the less than 10 and 6 foot distancing. As has been the state requirement up to this point. And we're of course following those guidelines and making sure that we do not get a congregation of people. People have been allowed to work at their office, but not to go visit other offices and things of that nature.
Just kind of hang out in your offices right now.
That's right.
So, well, see, I'm the kind of person I want to go to work, because if I try to work from home, there's too many distractions for me and I wouldn't be able to work very, very well. So,
yeah.
And
our campuses are closed to the public through at least June 1st right now. And if people need something, they can call or email. That's and all of our updates are on the website of what we're doing and how we're doing it. So,
and kudos to our maintenance team because they've been awesome on setting up a schedule and doing all the disinfecting, and especially in the high touch areas for all our departments. So that has been really great. And like Dr. Thornburg said, that they did a really good job on sanitizing the dorms as well.
All right. We're talking to Ashley Tatman and Dr. Marlon Thornburg from Coffeyville Community College, talking about enrollment happening. And if there is face-to-face learning back in fall, what is the first day of the fall session that'll be coming up?
I believe that is August 13th.
Yes.
Is the first day of classes for the fall semester for both our technical and our main campus locations. So.
And we also have summer enrollment that's starting in June. I believe it's beginning of June. And that all those classes for June are going to be all online, and same with our summer session too. Those will all be online as well.
It's going to be kind of like a Zoom thing where everybody just kind of gets together and does it that way, or is that kind of how it works out?
It'll be a mixture. The summer sessions are going to be in June, are going to be in a hybrid situation. So there may be some classes where you'll have some face-to-face for like our lab science classes, where you'll have to come in on certain days for your lab experience. And then most of the class will be set up in an online format. Some classes will be all online. Some will be a mixture of that, depending upon the type of course that it is. We have everything set up in an online format, and we are making plans for the fall semester in case this would happen again, that we can immediately shut down and go to a hybrid format in all of our courses. So that's our plan at the moment. So.
Well, hopefully we can get these coronavirus cases down and get back to I think everybody's ready to get back to just a little bit of normal right now because this has definitely been different. But when you guys went to just the online learning, how was the reception on that? Was it very well received about how it, because that was something you guys had to make up pretty much quickly, pretty much on the fly.
Yeah, we actually had all, but I believe it was five courses that had been taught previously in an online format. So all we had to do was roll the shell, as we call it, the course format, to roll that into the new format. And then the instructors, all they had to do was update their due dates and things like that into the computer system, which we use as Moodle. And then the students were able to access from a distance. But one of the biggest hurdles that we had is at the time that we shut down and went to the online format, the public libraries were still open. And so a lot of kids left and went home thinking that, well, I'll have access at my public library, but they didn't when the libraries closed down. And some kids didn't have computers or didn't have internet access at their house, and so, or fast enough internet access in some cases. So we tried to work through those situations individually with the kids. And I think, you know, there's going to be the story of the kid that, hey, I couldn't finish because I didn't have internet access and that. And we're trying to work with those kids on those situations. And in many cases, what we didn't anticipate was the kids that went home and then had to go find a job at home to help support their family back home. And we've got several stories of kids that when they got home, their parents said, hey, I'm an essential worker. I've got to go to work and I need you to babysit their younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those kids, you know, turned into caregivers as soon as they've returned home.
Right, and it was hard for them to do class, basically.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been a very unique situation. And, guys, I appreciate you coming in today. Again, this is Ashley Tatman and Dr. Marlon Thornburg from Coffeyville Community College. And, yeah, one more thing.
Speaking of getting back to normal, I just want to say that the Children's Summer Theater is currently scheduled to proceed as planned. The play is called Rock of Ages Middle School Edition, and will be performed July 24th to 26th in the Spencer Rounds Theater. There's also virtual auditions available. For more information on this, please visit our CCC Children's Summer Theater Facebook page for more information.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I remember reading about that, I think it was last week, and it's like, that should be a very, very cool show. And again, that's just shows some signs that we're getting back to a little bit of normalcy here. So that'll be a lot of fun. Ashley and Dr. Thornburg, I appreciate you guys coming in today and talking about what's going on at Coffeyville Community College and the way you guys are kind of working out this unique situation with the coronavirus.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have some news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Monday.